Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Jeff Thompson. In podcasting, one of the main objectives is to capture the audio. Are you going to be doing it in a studio? Are you going to be doing it on Skype? Are you going to be doing it on a phone call?
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30.
Or are you going to be mobile? Are you going to be Johnny on the spot and go to ball games and interview people in a natural setting or in a dining area? Maybe you want the ambience in the background. Maybe you want to be able to control and isolate the ambience in the background.
Hit it.
Those are choices only you can decide. Some of the options that I have, my iPhone. Using the Shure MV88 gives me lots of versatility, whether I just want to record mono, stereo. I can do bi-directional mono, and that allows me to have the person I'm interviewing opposite of me, and thus conducting an interview where I don't have to flip the microphone back and forth, such as using the H1, which is made by Zoom. Now the H1 does not have talking menu, so it's done by memory. Kind of simple, but it's always nice to know, is it on? Is it recording? You just don't know sometimes. That leads me to talk to you about the Olympus line of product. The Olympus LS14, the Olympus LS100, the flagship, has talking menus. So you know exactly where you are while you're recording, and you can plug in different microphones into these devices. Now with the Olympus and the Zoom products, you still have to get it out of there and over to the computer for post-production. Now with the iPhone, you can just save it to Dropbox, or you can open in another app. Another app that is really good for recording is BossJock Studio. Now BossJock Studio has an option of shutting off the processing that iOS puts in. So most people across the world, shouting, screaming, noise and all that, sound pretty good. But without that processing, you can really control your microphone and get the gain you want out of it. BossJock Studio.
Can we do that again?
BossJock Studio. And a big thanks goes out to Renee Russell. That's Logical_woman on Twitter for producing, composing the music in this podcast. Thank you, Renee. So some of the microphones that I've hooked up are the Apogee microphone that plugs in either with a 30-pin or a lightning port adapter that you can plug right into your phone, and it has a gain control on it, so you can dial up the gain or lower the gain depending on how it sounds to you. Now, some people say, well, how do you know if it sounds good? Well, that's the point. If it sounds good, it's good. It'd be nice to see some meters or something on some type of phone recording device to see if you're clipping, but just do a test and you'll get the hang of it. I usually roll it all the way up to 10 and then roll it one turn back with my thumb, just down. Puts it, I'm guessing, around 8. With the Shure MV88, I have a choice of all the phases I can go through. I can record in stereo, I can record like an acoustic setting, I can record in instrument setting or in a band setting, or I can record it in a flat setting that knocks out all the processing that's available in the MOTIV, the Motive app that comes along with the Shure products. The limiter, compressor, windscreen filter, switch, also play with the equalizer a little bit to change your sound. You can adjust the sweep from a 60 to 130 degree sweep for your stereo left and right. The main thing is you have a control over the gain, so you can turn up the center microphone. The Shure MV88 comes with a center capsule that faces you or your interviewee, and it also comes with a bi-directional capsule, a left and a right. Depending on how you turn down the gain on the center one, if you turn that way down, then it's mostly going to focus on the bi-directional effect. If you turn it way up, you'll still get the bi-directional, but you'll be more prominent in the center where you're talking, thus allowing the ambience to come in. And when you go to the other settings, such as acoustic or vocal, singing, band, and all that, it automatically sets all these presets for you, so you don't have to. I rather do like the settings that are already populated for me as I switch from stereo, acoustic, flat, singing, band. Some great versatile options in the app. The other phases you can go through, so set it up bi-directional as I talked about earlier, or you can go through strictly mono, so you don't have that complication of stereo to worry about where you're centering your voice with the microphone. And the Motif app has a recorder in it, allows you to save it in different formats and export it. Works out great. Same with BossJock. You can export it in different formats. You can email it. You can do all sorts of things with the BossJock app. So how do these sound? I'm going to give you a few examples. The Apogee, the MV88, BossJock Studio, and the microphone in the iPhone 6.
So now we are using the iPhone microphone. This is an iPhone 6. I'm using the onboard microphone with the BossJock app. I do have a windscreen on the bottom of my phone, just wrapped around the bottom of it to prevent any pops, the P's, the T's, wind noise. But I'm indoors, so you're not going to really hear too much of that. So once again, this is the iPhone built-in microphone on my iPhone 6.
Alright, so this is the Apogee microphone plugged into the Lightning port using an adapter from the 30 pin to the Lightning port on the cable. Now the thing with the Apogee is you have to watch out about cord noise, because if you start moving the cord or handling the mic with your hand, you'll get a lot of hand noise. Now for an extra $19, you can buy a little adapter that screws onto the back and you can hook it up right to your mic stand, which works out great if you're going to use it USB. Or if you're going to use it on the iOS platform, then you can use it in a stand. So this is the Apogee microphone hooked up to my iPhone 6 using BossJock with the iOS processing shut off.
So now I have the Shure MV88, MV as in Michael Victor 88 microphone, plugged into the Lightning port of my iPhone 6. I'm using the BossJock app, but previously I went to the Motif app, that's the MOTIV app provided by Shure for free, that is used in conjunction with the Motif series microphones. So the MV88 is set up right now for flat, meaning there is no effects, no nothing logged into this microphone, which you can retain by moving it from here to an iPad or to a different app. All the settings are retained. So I got the same settings in the BossJock Studio app set up, and I am about 3 inches away from the microphone. I do have a windscreen on this. So this is the MV88.
I would have to say that the Apogee and the Shure microphone are great microphones. The Apogee, a much larger microphone, has a great sound. Now the Shure, with its versatility of the Motif app, gives you a lot of options. But let's see what I can do with the iPhone sound by taking out a little bit of noise reduction and putting a little music behind it. Here's both.
Hit it.
So now we are using the iPhone microphone. This is an iPhone 6. I'm using the onboard microphone with the BossJock app. I do have a windscreen on the bottom of my phone, just wrapped around the bottom of it to prevent any pops, the T's, wind noise. But I'm indoors, so you're not going to really hear too much of that.
Here's a tip on how to use noise reduction from Chechau. That's LCHEECHAU on Twitter. Check it out.
What you can do normally with the noise reduction is, let's say you have a normal few type of noise that is always there, like a fan, like your air conditioner, or just basically your room ambience noise. What you can do is you just record 5 to 10 seconds of the ambience noise, whatever it is, you know, maybe your aircon, your fan, whatever. Record it like as if you are going to speak, where your mic usually are when you record your recordings. Give it 5 or 10 seconds and let the software analyze the noise and save it as a template. Let's say this is a noise that you're going to get when you turn on your aircon, or another template is for the fan noise if you need a fan. Save it as template, and next time when you're recording that almost exact situations, let's say you record one day when you turn on the aircon, apply the same template and it should analyze the noise and cut out the appropriate noise, and people can hear some kind of noise reduction. But if you do it well, if the software did it well, actually, which it can happen most of the time, it actually did it quite wonderfully. I don't think people should expect like total silence and studio qualities and, you know, things like that. After all, it's a home thing.
Thank you, Chechau. Here's an example of me using the Shure MV88 microphone hooked up to my iPhone and using the Motive app, setting it up for mono bidirectional phase. I'm facing one side of the microphone, and the person I'm interviewing is facing the other side of the microphone. Check it out.
Hit it.
I'm Jeff Thompson with Blind Abilities, and we're at the ACB convention, and I am with Wilma and Peggy from Camp Abilities. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderful.
What can you tell our listeners about Camp Abilities?
It's a fun and educational sports camp for blind children. Ours is from age 10 to 16.
And that was the Shure MV88 microphone hooked up to the iPhone using the mono bidirectional setting. It's a great microphone, and so is the Apogee microphone. And like I showed you, with a little bit of processing, you can make the iPhone microphone work for you too. And now a brief demonstration of the Motive app. Hope you enjoy.
Hit it.
Do you need a recorder for your classroom, for a concert, for your voice, something in stereo? This could be the microphone for you. Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Jeff Thompson. I wanted to talk to you about an app that comes from the microphone company, Shure. And that's S-H-U-R-E. And they have a new line out. It's the Motive line, which is geared towards the iOS devices and the Android. Some work on both. The one I'm talking about right now works on iOS. It's the MV88. And sells for $149 on Amazon, the Apple Store, Guitar Center, you pick. I have the Motive app loaded up on my iPad mini as well as my iPhone. It's easier to manipulate on the iPad mini. So, you know, with the more real estate, they don't try and cram too much into one area and you don't have to try and locate it or drop it down. On the iPad mini, it's mostly on one page. Let's take a look at it.
Motive. Alert. Plug in a digital Motive device to access settings. Go to record. Button. Go to record. Record. Heading.
So I just went to the recorder section of the app, and you can use this on other microphones that hook up to your iPhone or Android. I'm not sure which ones all will work, but some of them will. It also works with the built-in microphone, so you can give it a whirl. That's MOTIV app in the iTunes and Google Play Store. I'm going to plug in my MV88. Okay, I plugged in the MV88 into the lightning port, and it hinges, so I have it facing towards me. Now I'm going to navigate the app.
Nav menu, button, menu, heading, record, my recordings, Motive settings, info, Motive settings, speech mode, button, singing mode, button, flat mode, button, acoustic mode, button, selected, band mode, button.
So those are the five settings that I have to choose from. Now, the MV88 comes with two capsules, one facing you and one bidirectional that faces left and right. Now, under speech mode, it sets up the equalizer like it believe it should be. It also sets the stereo width.
Speech mode, button, selected. Speech mode, mic gain, 33 decibels, picker item, adjustable, stereo width, 60 degrees, picker item, adjustable. Singing mode, button, selected, singing mode. Mic gain, 22.5 decibels, picker item, stereo width, 75 degrees, picker item, adjustable.
And one can change these settings easy enough by either flicking up or down, such here in the width.
90 degrees, 105 degrees, 120 degrees, 135 degrees, 120 degrees, 105 degrees, 90 degrees, 75 degrees, flat mode, button, selected, flat mode, mic gain, 19.5 decibels, picker, stereo width, 90 degrees, picker item, adjustable. Acoustic mode, button. Selected, acoustic mode. Mic gain, 27 decibels. Picker item, adjust, stereo width, 105 degrees. Picker item. Adjustable. Band mode. Button. Selected. Band mode. Stereo width. 120 degrees. Picker. Mic gain. 3 decibels. Picker item. Adjustable.
So those are the presets that are in there. And each preset, you do have an option of changing some of these settings, which makes it nice. Here's the advanced settings and some filters that they give you options to use.
Advanced. Button. Advanced audio settings. Heading. Polar pattern. Stereo. Picker item. Adjustable. Monocardioid. Picker item. Adjustable. Monobidirectional. Rhomboid side. Limiter. Switch button. On. Compressor. Light. Picker item. Adjustable. Heavy. Light. Off. Light. Wind reduction. Switch button. Off. On. Off. Left-right swap. Switch button. Off. 200 Hz band. Flat. Picker item. Adjustable. Equalizer 350 Hz band. 4 dB boost. Picker item. Adjustable. 1.5 kHz band. 6 dB boost. Picker item. Adjustable. 6 kHz band. 6 dB boost. Picker item. Adjustable. 10 kHz band. Flat. Picker item. Adjustable. Equalizer reset. Button. Dismiss pop-up.
So you also notice there's a 5-band equalizer that you can reset for whatever you want to do with it, considering that they are preset when you switch around. So if you want to tweak them, tweak them. And then I just touched outside the panel and it went away. So that's basically the Motive app. And when you do set these settings inside the MV88 or other microphones that they do have, it retains those settings. Like when I take this out of my iPad mini and put it into my iPhone, that's what I have. So right now I'm set up for the
speech mode button. Mic gain 33 decibels. Picker item. Adjustable. Stereo width 60 degrees. Picker item. Adjustable.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch this up a little bit. I'm going to spread it out a little wider. So one finger flick up.
75 degrees, 90 degrees, 105 degrees, 120 degrees, 135 degrees.
And I should be good. I'm going to leave the mic gain where it is and go record something. All right, I'll give you a sample of that. Then I'll switch it over to the band, give you a couple of the other samples. Be back in a bit. Okay, so I just did 3 samples. Now we'll go share them. And that works in the app itself too. I would also like to add that you can export this in multiple formats.
Nav menu. Button. My recordings. Select. Singing. 3/15/16. Selected. Band. 3/15. Selected. Band. Speech 135. Selected. Speech 100. Share. Button. Save to camera roll. Message. Mail. Dropbox. More. Convert audio. Heading. Apple lossless. AAC. 256 kbps. AAC. 128 kbps. AAC. 96 kbps. Cancel. Button. Dropbox. Alert. Dropbox setup. Please allow Motive to access Dropbox. Okay. Button. Okay. Alert. Motive wants to open Dropbox. Open. Button. Dropbox. Motive. Would like access to its own folder. Apps. Motive. Inside your Dropbox. Learn more. Allow. Allow. Motive.
So I quickly was able to set up my Dropbox with a app folder, and that's where I'll find them. And I'll put them back in this recording.
Button pause iPad.
All right, so I'm recording on the Motive recorder that's built into here, and I purposely put Bonnie Raitt off to the left here singing Love Has No Pride.
This goes out to Pete Lane, who requested this play today. And later on, we're going to have Peter Gabriel singing. I'm just kidding. So I have this set on vocal speech setting, but I could put a 135 spread on it. So over here by my mixer and stuff, which is my right, and I can check to see if this all worked out right and left if I was monitoring it. But you notice in the settings, I can flip it right to left, depending on if you're videoing, videotaping, or video recording, or which way you're facing the mic. If you flip up your phone up and down or down below, it will flip right and left. If you have that set on, you can switch that, which is nice. So, this is the speech recording with a wide spread.
Button pause iPad.
Okay, now I got it set up in the singing mode, and I believe the spread is 70.
Psst, Jeff, it was 75.
And so that's what it is. I'm about, I would say, 3 feet back from the microphone right now. So if someone was going to sing, they'd be right, probably, within reasonable amount of distance to it. I'm going to move to about a foot away from it right now. So I still get the stereo effect.
Button pause iPad.
Okay, so I set this up on band now, and it has about 130, 125 width spread to the capsules. And I'm about 3 feet back from the microphone. I have my phone playing off on the right.
I meant to say left.
And now I will change that. I'll move that. That's Bonnie Raitt, once again. So I'm coming over to the other side with that. I'm staying in the center here. And now I'll bring it back center. And back to its original spot. So this is the band setting.
It just makes sense that the band setting presets come at such a low decibel because you're probably in an area where they're pumping out 90 to 100 decibels at a venue of some sort. So I'm sure you'd have to experiment with that one. So that's the Motiv app, M-O-T-I-V, and it's free from the App Store. You can use it for the recorder on other devices, but I use it on the MV product line that they have. I just have the MV88. They make a lapel that plugs into the earphone jack, microphone earphone jack. I'm not into that. I'd rather use the DA converters that are built into something of this nature and you have more control over, especially the stereo. They also make a condenser microphone for about $200. But at that rate, at that size of microphone, a large condenser microphone, I think I would be using a studio more than an iPad or an iPhone. But, it's possible. And they also make another microphone. I believe it's the 5, MV5 or something of that nature. And that's about $100. And that's just a regular microphone, not stereo. So they also make an interface where you can use XLR microphones and put it in. So it's like you hooked up yourself a interface where you can bring in the big boys into the mix. So check it out, the Motiv series from Shure, S-H-U-R-E. I hope you enjoyed this. I'm Jeff Thompson with Blind Abilities. And until next time, bye-bye.
When we share
what we see
through each other's eyes, we can then begin to bridge the gap between the limited expectations and the reality of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at blindabilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.